good afternoon, and I want to thank all of you for being here. As you were talking about, Rick, those incidents of attack, I guess it was brought back afresh to me yesterday, being in the Pentagon, actually for my first time, to walk by those scars that reminded us of the attack on America. But I can tell you, I was comforted by the plans that we were discussing that would utilize the resources of the United States military, along with our local officials, local law enforcement, state officials, to make this a safer place. So as we think back today on September the 11th, 2001, how it changed our state and our nation. On that day, we all can recall. I wouldn't have to ask for you to raise your hand for you to say, where were you that day? You know, it is one of those days of infamy. We saw horrors that we could not have imagined before. There were horrors that evil men did imagine and launch against us. Plumes of smoke staining the autumn sky, the mighty towers crashing to earth, thousands of lives being snuffed out in a very instant. Yet as those terrifying images filled our eyes, we also saw that while buildings may fall, the spirit of a free people is unbreakable. On September the 11th, we saw our nation come together under fire. All differences were forgotten as Americans realized that we are one people, one family, one nation under God. Strangers gave their lives for strangers that day. Heroes in the uniforms of firefighters and police rushed into the flames, giving all they had just to do their duty. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen rushed to the aid of their stricken comrades. And in the Pennsylvania sky, heroes with no uniform except that of citizen sacrificed themselves to save thousands of other citizens whom they would never meet nor never know. From across our nation, volunteers by the thousands rushed to the scenes of crisis. Millions more sent aid with donations of time, money, supplies, and blood. In fact, so many people lined up to give blood that the Red Cross and our hospitals had to turn them away. To me, that is an even more powerful image than the World Trade Center's towers and its streaming smoke. So were the rescuers working through the night without rest, neighbors opening their homes and hearts to the stranded, the wounded, and the lost. Church pews, synagogues, temples filled with worshipers gathered to comfort one another and to find comfort in their faith. There truly were no strangers that day. We saw America peel down to the core, to its very essence. And we saw the basic human truth that beneath the skins of our differences lies the heart of our unity. In our darkest hour, we saw the light eternal. And that is how we should see and remember September the 11th. We must honor the fallen and the wounded and those who suffered losses. We must honor the heroes of that day. And we must continue to honor what we saw confirmed as well. The power of faith, the resiliency of community, the bonds of patriotism, and the strength of freedom to endure. But as we reflect on the shattering events of just 2 years ago, we should also heed the words of the prophet Isaiah, who wrote, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So we are seeing the new thing spring forth. Today, the rubble at Ground Zero is cleared away, and preparations have begun for a memorial and new development. As I said yesterday, I had the opportunity to visit the Pentagon, to meet with the service chiefs, and to see for myself the place where the war against terror was directed. There, too, the physical damage of the attacks has been repaired. But the reminder of the price we paid in lives is constant. Here at home in Georgia, we are more conscious of security than ever before. And we're thankful for those who work so bravely and diligently to protect us. So as we honor the heroes of September the 11th, 2001, let us also honor the heroes of September the 11th, 2003. Represented here with me today. Our fire and our emergency personnel, our first responders, our law enforcement and public health, the Homeland Emergency Task Force, and community emergency response teams, and our men and women in uniform who are fighting the war against terror across the world and guarding our freedom every day. We are thankful for them all. We're thankful that America still moves forward and is stronger than ever before, despite the terrible blows that we suffered. So, on this solemn anniversary, let us rededicate ourselves to what is best in us, to what unites, strengthens, and sustains us. And let us continue to think of ourselves as we did that awful day years ago, as one family, one people, one nation under God.